Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually exposed the bullshit of society, and I like to chop it up into easy to chew chunks just for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I'm doing the show a little later in the week because I had to work last night, or there would have been a show at its regular time, which will be Wednesdays at 10 o'clock Eastern. You do the math. If not, you can always check out the archives that we got, well, that I got on YouTube, which is youtube.com/crotchshotradioshow. You guys can also follow me on the Twitter. Follow me and message me on the Twitters at twitter.com/LouisB1. And you can also follow me on Instagram at LouisB1. Snapchat at LouisB1, and am I gonna do, all my information you can find at facebook.com/LouisBComedy, but look, as you can probably tell by the title of this episode, the Never Hillary, we got Mildred in the chat room. This is going to be a quick show because I got to go to work early in the morning, but I just needed to get this shit off my chest. I have friends on Facebook that support Hillary. And, in fact, let me go on her page. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to say her name because I don't want no one to be going up and say, oh, she was talking shit about you. You know, because I know how fucking people get hateful. Um, you know, and, you know, they just, you know, they like to stir some shit. And honestly, I'm really too old to be fucking having some, like, stupid battles with people over bullshit because I don't agree with them politically, but I like them as a person. And, I mean, and that's the fucking problem. I mean, I'm not saying she shouldn't, she doesn't have the right to believe what she says. It's whatever. It is whatever. Trying to find her fucking page. But yeah, this show is about Hillary Rotten Clinton. Not to say that I'm not a Donald Trump fan. And I've done shows and I've spoken about how I don't like him as well. And okay, let me. Ah, found it. I mean, she's a writer. I just don't get it. Recently, Hillary Clinton was on Zach Galifianakis' show called Between Two Ferns. And how's about I play it before I start going into my spiel? Let me.
Goodish.
Where is he? Where's Zach?
Just trying to scare her. I'm not getting the Halloween spirit of it all.
Not a good idea around the Secret Service. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Okay. Just let's start.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis, and my guest today is Hillary Clinton.
Okay, the reason why she did this is, like, to make herself look more human, I guess. I mean, because, honestly, look. I don't want to be like, oh, well, she looks sick. You know, but I think it's hilarious that, like, they're calling it sexist to point out that she looks sick, that she's coughing, fucking flaming shit, and they're saying that shit is sexist. When Ron Paul was running, all people could focus or cry about is that he's too old, he's gonna die in office. Yet, you've seen pictures of this man now. He's riding a fucking bicycle. He's probably 10 times healthier than fucking Trump and Clinton combined. Freaking Trump is a fat fuck. And this is coming from yours truly, who is also a fat fuck. Hillary Clinton is fucking discombobulated and she's breaking to the pressure. Like, she looks like a fucking spaceship that's breaking apart in re-entry. She's like, she reminds me of Columbia. Why did I just make myself laugh comparing her? She reminds me of Challenger. Spaceship Challenger. Google it if you guys don't get the reference, because I'm not trying to fucking give you history lessons up in this bitch. So, actually, technically, I am trying to give you history lessons up in this bitch. All right, don't let me get away with anything, please. So, that's how much of a fucking Virgo I am. I try to make a joke and I fact-check myself like a dumb fuck. So, I aside from that,
aside from the fact that she hid, that she defended a rapist, which honestly, I thought that would have been a huge fucking one of the cardinal sins of feminism. But you have all these feminists like, yay Hillary, yay Hillary. She got a child rapist, admitted child rapist, because she's like, oh, I knew he was guilty, but I got her off any, got him off anyway. Ha 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 ha. What? And you got all these fucking feminists, yay Hillary, I love her. Why? I mean, let's just suspend the idea that her marriage to Bill was not like an arranged marriage. And not arranged as in they were like chosen, like you and you are gonna get married. No, it was arranged in the way that it's like, Bill, I'm a lesbian, but I want a career in politics, and the only way to do it is to be married to a man. But yeah, you can fuck all the bitches you want, and you know we'll help each other with our political careers. I think there's an arrangement like that, because I mean honestly, what woman would stick around after her husband was getting his dick sucked by an intern? Like, no woman I know would fucking put up with that shit. I'd be like, well, what? You did what? What? You came on a dress? I'm cutting your dick off. And it's either that or it's that. And again, yeah, she's a lesbian. I do truly believe she's a lesbian. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but the fact of the matter is, I think to remain in a sham marriage because you're afraid of what people might think about your sexuality in 2016 at this point, I think is disrespectful. And I think at this point, if she were to come out the closet and say, hey, I'm a lesbian, the LGBT or SQ freaking SUV Law and Order Special Victims Unit will embrace her with open arms. And honestly, guys, my gay brothers and sisters and its and thems, can you make like an easier acronym for like that rolls off the tongue? God damn it! And I just realized how that sounded. Eh, fuck it. You know, honestly, if you want to fantasize about me, go ahead. Send me your love notes. I could use the ego boost, all right? But aside from that, I mean, it just amazes me. Like, that's a major one if you're a feminist. You know, but that's besides the point. Hey, is Mildred in the chat room? I'm not gonna open it up for calls because I just want a quick hit. Feel free and chat with me in the chat room if anybody's listening. Again, I mean it's just that. And I really hate how unfair it is, because people make up shit about what Trump has said. Again, I think he's an idiot. I think he's a fucking idiot. But you know, the fact that I keep hearing the same lies. He's a racist. He hates Puerto Ricans. He says Puerto Ricans are the worst type of Mexican. And I'm like, he's never said that. Yes, he did. Okay, when did he say that? He just did. Like, okay, I just showed you proof that whole thing is a lie. It doesn't matter. He's a racist. Okay, how's he a racist? Because people that came out, the KKK supports him. That doesn't mean he's racist. That means that a lot of his supporters are racist. A lot of his supporters are racist. Does he have, like, how the fuck am I supposed to control me on this show? Who listens and likes my show? I mean, all I can say is I do not condone rape, murder in certain circumstances. If it's cold-blooded murder, I'm against that. But if it's self-defense and you murder someone in self-defense, mazel tov, God bless, you know, good on you, buddy. I'm definitely rapist, fucking repugnant, disgusting. Yeah, I'm going out on a limb. If you're a rapist, I hope you fucking die. If you're a child, especially if you're a child rapist, I best not find out about it. Find out where you live, because I will gladly go to jail by sending you to hell. There's certain, like, honestly, I'm a libertarian. I believe whatever you choose to do with your life, unless it hurts other people, unless you're trying to make other people pay for it, or it infringes on the rights of others, like, unless it does those three things, do whatever the fuck you want. Otherwise, I do not condone it, and I find it repugnant. Hillary, on the other hand, she wants to take your guns away. Okay? Like, first of all, I mean, I've done shows about how I support the Second Amendment. I believe New York State, New York City especially, should be a right to carry state. I mean, a right to carry city. I believe I should be able to conceal, like a concealed carry. Or at least open carry. Yes, it's gonna be like the Wild West for a little bit. But it will even itself out. And then you'll have lower crime. And you got, you know, and lower crime, hey, you know, then you don't have to spend as much on the cops. Because, I mean, when you really think about it, the police are just glorified garbage men. They come after a crime has been committed to investigate and see who to arrest. Like, but hey, I don't want to get killed. I want to be able to defend myself and prevent my own death. And the only real way of prevention is to be armed. We do not live in a utopia. There are evil people out there. There are people, and I do believe this, and I'm not trying to be figurative. I'm being very literal. I do believe that there are evil people possessed by demons. I do believe demons are real. And by demons, I do believe... Like, look, I believe in God. I do. I believe his name is Jehovah. Yep, not an atheist. Agnostic, not an atheist. I believe that there are people genuinely possessed by demons, and you have to defend yourselves against them. You got people that maybe they're not possessed by demons, they're just mentally ill. I'm sorry you're sick in the head. That doesn't give you a right... that doesn't mean I get to let you freaking hammer me in the fucking brain. Or push me in front of a train. Sorry. So sorry. And why don't I got the music up? There we go. Hillary is like, oh, we need to do something about these. Okay. Here's an idea. How's about we focus on mental illness? And that is a real, like, and I just love how, like, anti-gun people, they just like, oh, that's not that, no, that's a stupid point. That's a stupid point. Okay, so you're just going to let people just stay with their mental illness. Because then, you know, because, again, okay, fine, conspiracy bone in me. Then you will have to focus on what causes that mental illness. What environmental triggers, I said triggers, contribute to this? What's in our food? What's in our water? What's in our air? What's causing these birth defects in someone's brain to cause them to, like, listen to someone, listen to a voice that says,
kill everyone.
You know, it's like, that's not normal. And you're blaming the victim. No, you're trying to, it's called taking care of people and protecting the world. Anyways, again, I mean, I'm just jumping around here, but it's all related to Hillary. Like, you know, you had, like, God. I mean, like, I gotta, you know.
Oh, tired.
Okay. I know I'm gonna get complaints. Oh, he's yawning. Yeah, I'm doing this at 12:30 in the morning. I need to get some sleep. I've been running myself ragged because, you know what? I'm a real American. I actually got 3 fucking jobs that I worked, and I've been running myself ragged all this week trying to make some extra scratch. Because mama didn't raise no lazy ass. But anyways, back to Hillary. Like, again, and here's something for the lesbians and the gays and... You know, I don't
even know if that's a derogatory term because that's in that acronym, lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, transgender community, all those people there.
You support Hillary Clinton, yet you know where she got donations through the fucking Clinton Fund? Saudi Arabia. What does Saudi Arabia do to you if they find out you're gay? Or transgendered. They kill you. And here's something for the women. They mistreat women over there. Women don't have equal rights. Gays don't have equal rights. Especially if you're a feminist. It's like, okay, you know, you want to kill the patriarchy. But hey, Hillary's getting donations from people who...
Yeah, in fact, here. I'm not even going to mention where I got this because I know I'm only going to be like...
In her response to Islamic terror attack in Orlando, Hillary Clinton called on the governments of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Kuwait to stop allowing their citizens to fund terrorists and to stop supporting radical schools and mosques. However, she failed to mention that the Clinton Foundation has spent years accepting millions in donations from countries that throw homosexuals in prison, fine them, sentence them to hard labor, and execute them for the crime of being gay. Not to mention women are not allowed to drive there. Women are not allowed to vote. Well, actually, no. I don't know about voting. Let me. Got to fact check that.
But for years, Hillary Clinton's own global foundation welcomed big dollar donations from countries with some of the worst LGBT rights records in the world. And it's worth noting that the Clintons have routinely failed to disclose all the information concerning donations to their foundations. Below is a list of 8 nations that Hillary Clinton Foundation took contributions from while those countries' leaders were enforcing harsh punishment on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual people. Algeria donated $250,000 to $500,000 to the Clintons. Algeria outlawed homosexuality 50 years ago. Gays and lesbians in the North African nation cannot serve in the military and are offered no discrimination protection. Algerian law on homosexuality states anyone guilty of homosexual act is punishable with imprisonment of between 2 months and 2 years with a fine of 500 to 200,000 Algerian dinars, roughly $6 to $24. Wow, that's really cheap for butt sex. I'm just saying because, you know, chicks on Craigslist, they charge you like $300 just sticking in their butt. So anyways, I'm just...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Kidding, I'm not an expert.
If one of the participants is below 18 years old, the punishment for the older person can be raised to 3 years imprisonment and a fine of 10,000 dinars, roughly $124. Still sex.
Still. Wow, that's still cheap for pedophilia.
The nation of Brunei donated $1 million to $5 million to the Clintons. The nation of Brunei outlawed homosexual sex 100 years ago. Brunei's penal code currently states whoever voluntarily has a carnal intercourse against the order of nature with any man, woman, or animal shall be punished with the imprisonment for a term which may extend to 10 years and shall also be liable to fine. Jamaica donated $50,000 to $100,000 to the Clintons. Men in Jamaica can be gay, but if they are caught having sex, they can face up to 10 years in prison and are forced to conduct hard labor. Kuwait donated Qatar, Saudi Arabia. Let's go Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia donated up to $50 million to the Clintons. Islamic Sharia law in Saudi Arabia enforces penalties for homosexual sex ranging from public flogging to banishment from the country to death. A 2013 International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association report says there is no codified penal law in Saudi Arabia. Instead, the country applies strict Islamic Sharia law according to the interpretation of sodomy is criminalized. For a married man, the penalty is death by stoning, while the penalty for an unmarried man is 100 blows of the whip, as well as banishment for a year. For a non-Muslim who commits sodomy with a Muslim, the penalty is death by stoning. Moreover, are all sexual relationships outside marriage illegal in Saudi Arabia according to the Sharia law, including sexual relations between women? And the reason why I want to focus on Saudi Arabia, because earlier in the summer, 20 pages came out. Those 20 pages proved that Saudi Arabia had something to do with 9/11. Had something to do with the planning and the carrying out of the attacks of September 11th that killed 3,000 American citizens. And they're giving money to Hillary Clinton. And she's accepting that money. That's a big one for me. I live in New York City. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I remember being so fucking angry that I went to enlist in the army. I was told I was too fat. Lose some weight, come back. I was so angry, I wanted to kill any fucking dirty Muslim for doing it. Then I became a 9/11 truther. Then I learned the truth. That it was also criminal elements within our government. And there was always been two theories. A MIHOP and LIHOP. And I've always been a MIHOP being made it happen on purpose, meaning that they planned it, they carried it out. LIHOP means let it happen on purpose, which means they knew it was going to happen, they just did nothing to stop it. And I've always been in the camp that it's a combination of the two. It was never either or, it was both and more. And hey, 19 of the... Oh, God. How many hijackers were from Saudi Arabia? Okay. oh, 11 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. 15 of the 19 were citizens of Saudi Arabia. There you go. 15 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. The others were born in the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Lebanon. So. Yet Hillary accepted millions from Saudi Arabia. This is from 911truth.org, Long Hidden Saudi Arabia 9/11 Trail. Originally published at Common Dreams, the U.S. government and mainstream media are playing down the long-hidden 9/11 chapter on the official Saudi connection to Al-Qaeda's hijackers, hoping most Americans won't read it for themselves, as 9/11 widow Christian Breitreiser observes. First and foremost, here is what you need to know when you hear any member of our government say the newly released 29-page chapter from the Congressional 9/11 report contains no smoking guns. They are lying. Our government's relationship to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is no different than an addict's relationship to heroin. Much like a heroin addict who will lie, cheat, and steal to feed his vice, certain members of our government will lie, cheat, and steal to continue their dysfunctional and deadly relationship with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, a relationship that is rotting to this nation and its leaders from the inside out. When CIA Director John Brennan states that he believes the 29 pages prove that the government of Saudi Arabia had no involvement in the 9/11 attacks, recognize that John Brennan is not a man living in reality. He is delusional by design, feeding and protecting his Saudi vice. When Assistant Secretary of State of Near Eastern Affairs Ann Patterson testifies under oath that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is an ally that does everything they can to help us fight against Islamic terrorism, recognize that her deep, steep Saudi pandering serves and protects only her Saudi vice. Read the 29 pages yourself and know the facts. Don't let any person in our government deny the damning reality of the 29 pages. And as you read the 29 pages, remember that they are written during 2002 and 2003, President George W. President George W. Bush did not want the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia investigated. President Bush has deep ties with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and its royal family only wanted to protect the kingdom. President Bush wanted to go to war in Iraq, not Saudi Arabia. So a 29-page chapter that says Saudi and Bandar instead of Hussein in Iraq was a huge problem for for President Bush. The solution was to hide the information for 13 years. It is well documented that the joint inquiry received enormous pushback against its investigation into the Saudis. In fact, former FBI Director Robert Mueller acknowledged that much of the information implicating the Saudis, the fact that the inquiry investigators uncovered, was unknown to him. Why does Mueller say this? Mostly because Mueller and the other FBI officials had purposely tried to keep any incriminating information surrounding the Saudis out of inquiries investigating hands. If some of you don't remember, this is one of the major conspiracy theories out there. Bush allowed a Saudi Arabian family to fly out of the country when all air traffic was grounded. Why? They were complicit. Pumpkin faces voting for Trump. He says Trump 2016. Okay. Oh, trust me, Trump is no prince, but you know what? Look, Trump might say shit. In fact, people put words in Trump's mouth, but fucking Hillary got people killed. She has actually gotten people killed. She might have gotten 3,000 people. She's involved with people who have killed 3,000 Americans on September 11th. She's definitely involved with the murder of people back in Benghazi. Why the fuck are people ignoring this? Why are you feminists ignoring this? Why are you gays and lesbians and transgenders ignoring this? Trump has never said not a mean word towards gays, lesbians, transgenders. And he's only talked shit about certain women that pissed him off. It doesn't mean he hates women. He doesn't hate women because they're women. He hates some women because of the context of their character. And just because you have a pussy doesn't mean you are not allowed to get people to, you know, you're above getting shit spoken to you. If you guys want to check it out, go to the rest of this article. 911truth.org/long-hidden-saudi-911-trail. In fact, the article is called The Long Hidden Saudi 911 Trail. 911truth.org. Like, this is the shit that fucking pisses me off. He's, like, Trump is just talking shit. Hillary actually has gotten people killed. Hillary doesn't give a fuck about feminism. Hillary does not give a shit about women getting raped. She literally doesn't. She's actually done shit to prevent a rapist from seeing a rape victim from seeing justice or getting justice. She has to live the rest of her life not getting any justice. And yet, oh, I love Hillary. I love Hillary. She's a monster. I truly believe she's possessed by a demon. And I'm like going through my friend's feed right now. I love her. Like, and I'm not saying that I would not vote for a woman because, you know what, and that's the shit out here. I did vote for a woman. I voted for Cynthia McKinney when Ron Paul wasn't on the ballot. And the only reason why I would vote Ron Paul over Cynthia McKinney was because Ron Paul is a libertarian, and a lot of his beliefs I support. In fact, most of his beliefs I support. And hell, Cynthia McKinney was a black woman. I didn't hear none of you motherfuckers supporting her. None of y'all motherfuckers. None of you lesbian motherfuckers. I didn't hear not one of you fucking support a black woman for president. Freaking Hillary Clinton. Rape apologist, fucking rape supporting ass Hillary Clinton. Freaking homophobic country supporting Hillary Clinton. Y'all don't give a shit. Y'all don't give a fuck. Because she's a woman. That's the only reason why you like her. Cause she has a pussy like me. And this is, like, honestly, she's a nice person. But this is what she wrote. I can't wait to vote for Hillary Clinton, but not just because I want to see Donald Trump fail and cry. Like, these are people that just... I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. You're just not doing your homework. And I'm not saying support Donald Trump either, because he's a fucking retard too. We are fucked. And I said this in the previous show. We are fucked. Even third party sucks dick. I'm gonna end up riding in Ron Paul. I'm just gonna end up riding in Ron Paul. Again, got the chat room open. If you guys are listening, you want to chat up, give me your opinions. I want to hear your opinions. So, I don't know. Afternoon, the ages, I recall. Okay, so like, I seriously want to smack people awake. Like, I mean, at least do your due diligence and read these shits. Read it and understand your candidate is a murderer. She's a rape fucking cover-upper. She's actually, I mean, come on. Like, the fact of the matter, there's a joke that it's like an open joke, because it's hilarious that people that investigate her die. A lot of these reporters died. Get what? 2 fucking shots to the back of the head? And honestly, she support... I can't believe I forgot this. The fact of the matter is, one of her heroes is a white supremacist, and then people are calling Trump a white supremacist when he's actually done a lot for black people. He, like, that whole golf course thing in Florida, no Jews, no blacks. He ended up buying it and allowing Jews and blacks to come in. Honestly, first of all, if he's a racist, like, if he's really a racist, he's not gonna let that get in between him and getting money. And honestly, if he really is a white supremacist, seriously, I don't even know, because I would hate that shit if he really is. But the fact of the matter is, it'd be stupid of him to be a white supremacist as a businessman. It's like, I don't want black people in my... Oh, shit, I gotta close down all my fucking hotels and whatnot and lose out all this money? Get the fuck out of here. To discriminate against anyone when you're a businessman, that you're just cutting your own fucking dick off. Yeah, Hillary Clinton, there are pictures of her with fucking swastikas and shit. In fact, hold on, let me Google it here. Aha. So here it is. Here it is. This is from another article. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Shattered. How the Clintons built their legacy on white supremacy. In 1987, then Governor Bill Clinton signed the bill affirming that one of the blue stars in the Arkansas state flag was meant to honor the Confederacy. While running for president, Clinton executed Ricky Ray Rector, an African-American inmate convicted of 2 murders who shot himself in the head, requiring a lobotomy and rendering him mentally handicapped. All right. This is all about Bill Clinton. There it is. Clinton ad ties Trump to KKK. What's it? Come on. All right. Nope. Like, she actually has, you know, Hillary Clinton actually has ties. Like, so what? Like, white supremacists support Trump. Hillary Clinton actually supports a white supremacist. Mentors was a fucking white supremacist. Like, can someone fucking explain that shit to me? Alright. A photograph shows Hillary Clinton with former Ku Klux Klan member Robert Byrd. Shortly after Donald Trump's decline to condemn... Well, actually, no, that's a lie. He condemned David Duke many times. He disavowed David Duke many times. Again, not a Donald Trump supporter, but come on, can we be fucking real? On CNN State of the Union, like, he, you know, he's like, yeah, I already disavowed him like 3 times. What the fuck? The photograph was posted by numerous websites, along with the article arguing that the news media were being hypocritical in their coverage of Trump's purported connections to white supremacist hate group, while making no mention of Hillary Clinton, the Daily Caller also published a video of Clinton praising Byrd's service in Congress. Despite mounting criticism for Donald Trump's failure to disavow former Ku Klux Klan member, first of all, he did 3 times. I mean, god damn it. But boom, you actually got a picture of him, of Hillary Clinton actually embracing a motherfucker. Oh, I stand with Hillary. Well, if you stand with Hillary, you stand with stupidity. Tired of your shit. Anyway, that's all I got. I'm gonna hop off. Again, my Facebook fan page is facebook.com/LouisBComedy. You can follow me on Twitter at LouisB1. Follow me on Instagram at LouisB1. Follow me on Snapchat at LouisB1. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/CrotchShotRadioShow. Like, comment, subscribe. I am on iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher. Please subscribe and download. Tell your friends to download and listen. As always, this has been the Crotch Out Radio Show, and always from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.